500 Years Later, story by Jesse Huang, Hurrying Books. There was once an old tree, an old sweet gum, standing tall on a hill overlooking a small village. The tree was so big that on sunny days, its shade overshadowed most of the houses, and people didn't see the sun until noon. "The tree is too big for a small village like this," some said. That was true. The village was so small that it was hardly even a dot on the map, but it was quiet. The old sweet gum liked it quiet. No one bothered it. Only the kids sometimes came to play beneath it. But one day, a botanist wandered in and noticed the old sweet gum. He was surprised by how big and tall the tree was, and wondered if anybody in the village knew what its age was. The old tree had been there for as long as anybody could remember, but nobody knew how old the tree really was. Some elders said, "It's been there since our grandfathers were kids." The botanist decided to find out for himself. He checked here and measured there, and then he announced, "This tree is about 500 years old." 500? The whole village was in shock. "Yes, the oldest sweet gum I've ever seen," the botanist confirmed. Just imagine that when the Chinese were still repairing the Great Wall, the tree was already growing here. If the news about the 500-year-old sweet gum spread, many people would be curious enough to come and see the tree. With this old tree, the villagers felt that their village was not so small after all. "We should prepare for tourists," somebody called a meeting. "We should build a path for them to go up the hill and admire the tree, and a pavilion to rest and discuss the tree. How about a small playground? Then definitely a lot of kids will come. A B&B? A cafe?" Everyone had ideas on how to bring in tourists. Summer came, and so did workers with trucks and heavy machines. Long before fall arrived, the old tree's leaves had already turned a grayish yellow. The heavy machines kept moving back and forth around the base of the tree. The noisy work filled the whole village. No one could hear the leaves falling anymore. And they kept falling and falling. By the time spring came, the path was already paved with concrete so thick and hard that not a single drop of rain could seep into the ground. The new path looked very good, but people wondered, why hasn't the tree grown any new leaves? The tree was still bare when summer came. The villagers started to worry. Then they figured out that the tree might be sick. "What do we do?" They went back to the botanist. "I can't treat the tree, but I know a famous tree doctor. Maybe he can help." The tree doctor came with all his tools. He listened carefully with his stethoscope. He scraped something off the trunk. He drilled small holes and injected something inside. He covered the tree with dressing pads. A few weeks later, the tree doctor told the villagers, "I have done everything I can. Let's just hope for the best." With that, he left. Day after day, the villagers watched and hoped. They waited and waited for new leaves to appear, but not even a speck of green was to be seen. The bare branches looked so tired. No words. The path to the tree was now paved. The pavilion awaited its visitors. The playground was ready for children. but no one came. The village was just quiet, for the tree that they longed to see was no longer there.